This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Tell me it's not so, Girth Baby. Come on. I can't believe it. Hey, folks, you just heard again the sodomites, this man that was being used as a model for Bud Light. Bud Light's already gone too far. It's not enough to quit supporting them. Don't forget what they did. Don't forget what they initiated. They always got to put themselves in the position. Are you on social media platforms? They're carrying banners with the rainbow and with a heart where it says loves and then a big S-A-T-A-N across the banner. That goes hand in glove because that's who their father is, John 8:44. Read it when you get a moment. I'm not making this up. Yet, this is what's happening. You guys all remember when Garth Brooks says transphobic a-holes, he said, aren't welcome at his new bar? Huh. I'm curious. I mean, if all these corporations lost billions for standing on the side of what God condemns, Deuteronomy 22, verse 5, Leviticus 18, 22, why did Garth feel so high on himself that he could just go ahead and take a shot at all of his said fans? Well, he did it. If you don't like it, you don't like when I'm promoting, said Garth Brooks. He called you transphobic, as a matter of fact. He called you transphobic a-holes. He used an expletive. And he, of course, he calls himself a Christian. And then, of course, because he doesn't know the word, he thinks that love just covers everything, when in fact it does. But it's for the people to respond to the message of love. Right? Repentance towards God and faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, Acts 20, verse 21. Well, you know what? Oh, Garthy's testing his steel and finding out that he ain't got the steel, right? Look at his audience, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. SOL Radio on top of that page. Go ahead and subscribe to that live feed. How's that working out for Garth Brooks? Some people reported that it was an absolute embarrassment. They reported that half the seats were filled to see Garth Brooks. Well, I'm here to tell you right now with a visual, which is worth a thousand words, it was less than half. It was less than a quarter. Probably a quarter of that stadium was filled. And you can rest assured, friends, that 80% to 90% of those people that showed up to see Garth Brooks, I guarantee you folks, they call themselves Christians. But they complain to everybody about the gay agenda, except when it comes to their, are you ready for this? Their idol. Their idol. Look at this one. Typically sold out, Garth Brooks placed a half-empty arena. It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. Of course. Why do you think that is? I mean, again, common sense comes into play here, doesn't it? And yet people don't get what's going on. Here, I got another one here for you. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. I want you to see this one as well. There were some pictures that were, questionable, and I'm not going to post that kind of stuff. I want it verifiable, and I want to confirm it. But I also wanted to let you know, too, I'm not going to pull that one up. I did an article on Garth Brooks, paying the devil his dues. It's not just Garth. It's all the politicians that stand by and allow this to go through. The folks, these aren't the shepherds. These are the hirelings. They're serving themselves, because if they weren't, they would actually stand up and ward off the wolves. But that's not what they're doing, and that's what makes them hirelings, John 10:12. But I want you to know that it wasn't just Garth Brooks. It's not just the politicians. And I just got a little list here for you, because what I want to tell you is I remember years ago that witch Madonna, and she is a witch, don't get me wrong. Just look at her videos. She is clearly a witch. She means to be a witch, and she means for you to know that she is a witch, okay? She's just an untalented, sold-out soul that did what she had to do to get to the position where she was, like anybody else that's there. Because a lot of them don't even have the talent to be there, right? But they sold their souls, okay? And they're part of the club, the temporary club, that are going to face my daddy on Judgment Day, and they're going to answer for everything they did and everything that they didn't do, right? Go ahead and read Ecclesiastes 12:13 when you get a moment. But this is what I want you to know. Madonna said some time ago, this is probably two decades ago, I remember when she said it. She said that just keep it out in front of the people, because sooner or later they'll accept it. But it's interesting that the people aren't accepting this. Why? Because they've seen what the end aim is, the objective here. And I got to be honest with you, and just throw out there, folks, because I got a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes over here. This boy's not just talking about what the problems are. I'm getting involved. But one question everybody that's asking, including myself, and I've already proposed the question to law enforcement, why are you not enforcing the laws that are in the books when it comes to these individuals and what they're advocating for? Because we know it's about the kids. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah. It was about the kids. Okay, Genesis 18 and 19. Read it when you get a moment. This is what I want you to see. Do you remember, just to show you how sick these people are in their minds and how much they've sold out, not just to the people. Folks, if they sold their soul to the devil, that includes you. They're willing to sell you out. Don't ever think for one moment that that's not what they're doing. Do you remember when Bruce Springsteen? No, just when you didn't think it could get any more ridiculous. Do you remember when Bruce Springsteen, he actually stood up for the trans rights? There's no such thing. We don't have rights to violate God's law. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. But this was back in 2016 when Bruce Springsteen stood up for the trans right, and he cancels. Hey, folks, sorry about that. There's ads popping up on the screen here. But what it says is that he canceled a North Carolina concert after a recent bathroom bill was denied. Brucey baby, he wanted to make sure. Another guy that can't sing to save his life. But because he sold his soul, the devil gave him a little platform temporarily, right? Until the devil turns on him. But Bruce is going to have to figure that out. But apparently that's what happened when the people stood up. Bruce didn't like the fact that the good guys in government put a stop to men going in to changing rooms and bathrooms where little kids were. And or... where the man could use the woman's bathroom and the woman could use the man's bathroom. No, this is how unprincipled these people are. And I remember when it happened, to be honest with you, it didn't surprise me at all. Because Garth Brooks is not the first, and he's not the last. And neither is Bruce Springsteen. I do a whole show on this. Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. That's what a philosopher said. He's exactly right. Do you guys all remember Brian Adams? Yeah, you remember that guy? He used to be on the radio all the time when we were little kids in the late 80s. In 2016, Brian Adams canceled show over Mississippi anti-LGBT law. Anti. Look at how they're trying to put a negative on the law that keeps us free. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Media.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dearly forgive me, I forgot to tell you, and I'm saying this in a mockingly fashion, read 1 Kings 18, when Elijah was mocking the false prophets. But what I'm going to show you really quick, and I'll get back to Garth Brooks and Bruce Springsteen and that of Bryan Adams, and just to show you who these people are. Because if you really take the time and pull the curtain back, friends, you're going to find out that the legislators are the said actors and or musicians. Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. Okay, that's what a famous philosopher said. He's exactly right, right? That's how you get people through public opinion, like Lincoln said, to overthrow the law. This is what happens when you leave the Word of God and you wickedly depart from His Word. Instead of going back to the old past, all these politicians and musicians and actors, they want you to leave off the old and go for the new. And the Bible tells us clearly to not go the new way, not to be taken with that. Go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16. What I'm about ready to show you, I can't make it up. I'm sorry, but this is, in fact, a prime example of what the American people will put up with. And what I'm saying in correlation with what I've been talking about, it's not enough to just not support them. Because it's not about the money. These are the people that have the tax coffer strings. And you already see them using your money against you illegally. Here, for example, did you put this man in the position of federal government to be a health advisor in any sense of the word? This is a man dressed up as a woman. Furthermore, and I'm going to play that video for you in just a moment, did you appoint all of these men that are dressed up as women to the top positions in the military branches of the United States? Why do you think that's all happening, friends? Oh, and don't forget about what we just heard during the break, not the last one, but the one before, where we're listening how the Department of Homeland Security, which was set up to keep out terrorists, right, is actually vetting 250 people more concerning the illegals as they're coming into America. Folks, the Department of Homeland Security was busted, in fact, bringing illegals into America on air-conditioned buses. And the American people, what are they doing? Oh, they're celebrating the 4th of July. What is the 4th of July about? Our religious liberties, our independence from what you're tolerating and submitting to today. But let me go back. I was saying a couple things here. What I'm saying, friends, is they're appointing men dressed up as women in positions of government, regardless of what agency, to weaken your nation. Your country's literally being given over to that of foreigners right now. And mark my words, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, they're going to be armed sooner or later. Last week, Tim Brown's morning show actually highlighted military camps in Texas where they're being brought over, transported by government agencies in America. Illegals are being transported to these military camps to find that they're military-aged men, all these illegals. They played that video this week. We've been told all of this. This is all the judgment of God. But did you, going back now, I'm sorry. Hey, you know what? Let me stop for a moment. Over the last month, I've been writing a book. And I'll come back to this too as well. And I've been getting up at 5 o'clock, 5:30 in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, writing for 10 to 12 hours a day. And I thought I'd just nail it right away. Because it's just flowing. And then what happened is I got in, I started to write this book, and as I started to write the book, I was putting another book inside of the book that I was writing. Okay? And so I had two books going, so I gutted the first book. I kept that content separate from the point that I wanted to make in another book. So I separated that book from the other book, so now I'm writing two books. And in the process, the Lord drops on me a title, which had nothing to do with these two titles. Okay, so what I believe is happening here is he's showing me how much word I have in me. When I'm preaching, I remember in particular Pastor Tim Guy in Michigan, when I was preaching, he just started laughing. And I looked over at him and I said, "What's so funny?" And he said, "Just the word that's coming out of you." Well, you know, as they say, you are what you eat. If that's all I do is spend my time in the Word, that's all that's going to come out of me. So I'm on three books right now, on top of doing radio 6 days a week. We're getting loaded up right now with dates again. We have one in Minnesota. That one's coming up in 2 weeks. We have some folks in Arizona. We just got in contact with some people from South Dakota yesterday. We got the state fair in September. That's 12 days in a row. We're putting together television. I'm working with a team of guys doing audio video. That's available too as well on our Sons of Liberty media page. If you go to the right side of the page, you'll find that those educational videos. We put about 13 to 15 of those together with that team. And then on top of it, I'm working with an artist doing the three book covers. And I'm a dad to five guys, and I'm a husband to one. And it's just one thing after another. And on top of that, I'm a clean freak. So I got to be cleaning all the time. But so if I sound like I'm a little scattered today, please just give me a little latitude today. Just a little tiny bit. Not that I'm not going to deliver, but the fact of the matter is put it together. Because when I'm writing these books, man, I got so much scripture coming through me. But then I got to stop and then read all 60-some pages of the first book. And hopefully I'll be done with that one tomorrow. We'll see what happens. Anyways, thank you for listening. I mean, that's a real friend, you guys, when you can sit there and listen to me. I totally appreciate it. Ah, guys, shucks. Thanks, right? Okay. Anyways, let me get back to this. I did want to tell you that earlier. It's been overkill over the last month, and we're going to be doing this. Oh, I forgot to tell you. After the state fair in September, we're going to be going out to the East Coast to be putting the television series together on top of everything I just told you. Okay? So thank you for the support. Thank you for keeping us out there. We are busy little bees, to say the least. If you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about the consequences of supporting what the Lord condemns. You can see it's completely backfiring. I'm over to this man that's dressed as a woman right now, and I want you to hear what he has to say. I said he has to say, and this is what your government is putting into positions of authority in your government. Listen carefully as to what this man that wants you to believe that he's a woman has to say.
Hello, my name is Admiral Rachel Levine, and I have the honor of being the Assistant Secretary for Health at the United States Department of Health and Human Services. Happy Pride. Happy Pride Month, and actually, let's declare it a Summer of Pride. Happy Summer of Pride.
Can you imagine being that man's daughter? Can you imagine, I'm sorry, being that man's dad or mom? I mean, the shame that he has brought upon his family is incredible. Incredible. Wow. You can't make it up. You've seen this last week. Another drag queen was busted for a triple murder. Do you see that? Yeah. And I know people don't like to listen to it until it happens, but I'm trying to tell you the seventh top mass murders in America have all been sodomites. Jeffrey Dahmer is one of those. He used to get all of his victims from gay bars. What is it that the American people don't understand? A famous preacher once said, before you allow them to pull down the fence, the law, ask the question as to why it was put up. And if you look at Psalm 19, 11, it tells us, by them thy servant is warned. The Lord puts up the law for our good, not our bad. Okay, so let's get back over to this. So Garth Brooks, again, he says transphobic a-holes aren't welcome at his new bar. He gets about a quarter of the people to show up to his next concert. And here's a picture of that. Just wanted to make sure that you could see for yourself. Completely backfired. Corporations have lost billions of dollars. We all know that. I just highlighted Bruce Springsteen canceling shows because men couldn't go into women's bathrooms and women couldn't go into men's bathrooms. This is a fact. And now I wanted to show you Bryan Adams as well. Here's Bryan Adams. He cancels a show over Mississippi anti-LGBT law. My goodness, folks. Here, I got to bring this up because we're doing live radio. Pays out billions pedophiles, and I want you to see this. It's important that you do. Look at this. All these musicians are standing up for all these sodomites, right? Did you see this? $2.4 billion was paid out. Boy Scouts bankruptcy settlement for child sex abuse claims is upheld in federal court. Hey, folks, you know what's interesting? They were paid out. The victims were given money and indulgence. I can't find where any of them were charged for violating the child. You need to think about what's going on here, because this is not justice. This is a system of indulgence, and it creates more crime. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Homeland Security announced that it's expanding the daily number of slots for illegal immigrants to schedule appointments to come into the United States to 1,450 a day. That's 200 more slots per day. The slots are scheduled through the smartphone app CBP One, which the Biden administration is billing as a lawful pathway for illegal immigrants who don't have legal visa to enter the United States to apply for entry anyway. A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket carrying a new European Space Agency telescope launched out of Cape Canaveral, Florida today, beginning an unprecedented study of dark matter. NASA is hoping the telescope will shed new information on dark matter, which has never been detected. Former President Donald Trump spent part of his Saturday rallying supporters in South Carolina. Tim Berg, USA News.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
So I want you to see this really quick, okay? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. This is what I want you to see. It's a victory. Just again, paying attention, I am, to the issues, how things are being confused. We're being told right now that there's a victory. U.S. Supreme Court protects right to speak, truth to power. We've never lost the right. We don't need 9 bureaucrats, unelected, mind you, to tell us what we can do and not, and what it is that we can't do when it comes to our God-given rights. They want to talk down on us like we're little kids that need to be told what we need to do. No, we get it. You work for us, though. I just want to make clear, we don't work for you under God. Okay? You're our representatives, not our caretakers. You're not the place of God. You're not a bunch of idols telling us what we're supposed to do every step of the way. But look at this. It's being sold to us as a victory. Free speech. Hey, guys, listen carefully. It's being sold to us as a victory. Okay? I want to make clear that everybody understands that free speech does not entail you blaspheming God, cursing, using the name of the Lord thy God in vain. Earlier this week, I showed you laws in Michigan alone that are still in the books. And it specifically says God, the Holy Ghost, and Jesus Christ in the statute. How far we have fallen. Hosea 4:6. But while they're toting right now that the American people have been given a victory concerning free speech, which we never lost, this is what I want you to see. A couple days ago, in Pennsylvania, guess what they Guess what they were doing? I want to show you what was happening during the nighttime. This is how devils operate, okay? They love to work in under night cover. Remember when they crucified Christ, they did it at night. Why? Because they were afraid of the people. Right? They have to set the stage. They have to control the narrative. Well, okay, let's go back to the point. What are they doing? They're telling you that there's a major freedom of speech victory. Okay, look at this. This is at a college in Pennsylvania. What are they doing? They're tearing down a statue. Isn't this what communists do? Oh, here, I think I need to have you listen to this. The kids were happy about it. Okay, I'll play it again. The kids were happy about this. Oh, totally happy. All right. This is freedom of speech. Okay? You know who it was? Here. I want to show you who it was, friends. Because most people are going to say, what? This is the statue of Francis Scott Key. This is the guy that wrote the Star Spangled Banner. His statue came down, I'm sorry, not in Pennsylvania, but in San Francisco. Is this the victory that they're talking about? Absolutely not. But folks, what they do is they smoke screen what is really going on. They gave you another victory that you didn't need because you already have those rights. And by the way, if we have the right of freedom of speech, then why are the big tech companies being protected by these Supreme Court injustices concerning Section 230? And them violating free speech across the boards. There's no victory of free speech, friends. We never lost it. The victory comes from the people when they, what? Break down the tyranny sitting on the bench and mandating that our said representatives and our agencies enforce the laws against big tech companies that are in fact suppressing free speech. This is not free speech. They don't have the right to do this, but they did it anyways. And folks, if you're just joining us right now, I'm highlighting the fact that the Supreme Court just told us that there's a major victory concerning our freedom of speech. But on the other hand, I'm showing a video of the statue of Francis Scott Key, the man responsible for writing Star Spangled Banner, coming down on June 20th at night at the Golden Gate Park in San Francisco. And they're happy about it. They're elated. Isn't that insane? 1-866-582-9933. Can I take a moment here and read something? In contrast, as a positive to what I'm highlighting even now, to Christian America, it's a lack thereof, pathetic, a reproach. I'm embarrassed, shameful lack of Christianity that I see in this country. Pathetic is to say the least. Absolutely pathetic. Back in 1857, an individual wrote a song called Christian Soldier. And you listen to the songs today concerning the song Christian Soldier, and it's just all happy, all bubbly. Everything's good, right? God is good. They forget that he's a judge. They forget that he's holy, right? And when you read the song within itself, the text of the song, you got to ask the question as to what is it that we're not paying attention to. I'm a drummer. I always listen to beats, okay, and guitars and bass because I'm the backbone, right? I'm not the guy that listens to a lot of lyrics. But I got to say that when I hear someone singing the song Onward Christian Soldiers, it's all happy. It's not serious. It's not sober. I want you to listen to this in the face of the song Onward Christian Soldier. Okay, I just want to give you the lyrics real quick. Onward Christian soldiers, this is to Christians, marching as to war. Oh my goodness. Oh, okay. Well, Exodus 15, verse 3 comes to my aid. What is it? The Lord is a man of war. Bradley, come on. The Lord's not a man of war. Oh, yeah, he is. And when you look to the New Testament, the Bible well, characterizes Christ as what? The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the captain of our salvation. And he said in Matthew 10:34, think not that I've come to bring peace. I've come not to bring peace, but what? War. Yeah, that's what happens when you do the right thing. Just ask anybody that does the right thing. If you want to get in trouble today, friends, just do the right thing. You'll understand what that war is all about. And as Christians, according to the lyrics of Onward Christian Soldiers, we're to march to war, not walk away and capitulate from war, as it tells us in Psalm 78, verse 9. Listen to what it says. Onward Christian soldiers. Soldiers. Okay, which is scriptural, okay? That we are to endure hardship as good soldiers in the book of 2 Timothy, right? Christian soldiers marching as to war with the cross of Jesus Christ going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe forward into battle, see his banner go. Did it say forward into battle? Yep, that's what it said. Forward into banner. It didn't say anything about tuck and tail and hiding out in a building. My goodness, folks. Here. It just comes to my aid. This is how it works, folks. It bubbles up and I have it, right? I barracks. I want you to listen to what Catherine Booth said. Wife to that of William Booth. The original founders of Salvation Army, not at all of what you see today. Completely stands in stark contrast. These people were connected in a big way to establish what it is that we have today called the Salvation Army. A barracks, said Catherine Booth, is meant to be a place, a church, where real soldiers were to be fed and equipped for war. Not a place to settle down in or as a comfortable snuggery in which to enjoy ourselves. I hope that if ever they, our soldiers, Christians, do settle down, God will burn down the barracks over their heads. Wow. Wow, isn't that crazy? Isn't that contrary to what we see today? Yep, it is. It is. Catherine Booth also said, jog, I want you to listen to this. I'm doing live radio, and this is coming to my aid, and I want you to listen to what she said here. When the church and the world can jog together comfortably, you can be sure something is seriously wrong. The world is not compromised. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. If Christians were equally as faithful to the Lord, separated from the world, James 4:4, 2 Corinthians 6:17, and living so that their lives were a reproof. What's that? 5:11 of Ephesians comes to my aid. Where their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is compromised, not the world. But Bradley, what about the mercy and the grace? What about the mercy and the grace? The mercy and the grace was given to you that you might repent. Okay? I want to go over to Titus really quick because this is just all getting dumped on me right now, and I'm going to dump it right where it belongs, right back on you. What does the grace of God teach us, friends? When you go to Titus 2:11, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation, that's liberation from bondage, hath appeared to not some men, but all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Look for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God in our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us. That's why we do what we do, because we see what he did for us on Calvary as the propitiation for the sin of the world. 1 John 2:2. That he might redeem us from all of our sin. Remember, it tells us in Matthew 1:21 that he came into the world to deliver his people from their sin. And then it tells us in 14 of Titus 2, and purify unto himself a peculiar people. Zealous of what? Oh, this is where people are going to get just bent out of shape. And it just shows you why they get bent out of shape. A peculiar people, zealous of good works. That is the fruit of being saved, folks. Not only have you been saved, but the question is what have you been saved for? I'm going to come back to this lyrics, Onward Christian Soldiers, in just a moment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, just got my MyWar DVD and comic book, and wow. The first disc is as powerful as every live show I listen to. Bradley speaks truth straight to your core that motivates your soul to want to take back this nation.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Goodness, I'm getting a download right now, folks, and I'm just going to go for it. If you want to call in, it's the final segment, 1-866-582-9933. As I was just saying to my friends on social media platforms, if you want to book us, now's the time to do it. We're going to be in Arizona. We're going to be in South Dakota, Minnesota as well. We got a date on the 18th here, and it's just getting busy. We're going to be out on the East Coast, and we're also got the State Fair going on in September. And again, friends, we just got a lot going on, writing three books. Woo! There you have it. 1-866-582-9933 if you'd like to call in. 1-866-582-9933. I'm just thinking of something William Booth said, and it's interesting because most people will agree with this. But William Booth, the founder of Salvation Army, said that, "I consider that the chief dangers which will confront the coming century will be religion, Christianity without the Holy Ghost." That's what we're dealing with. Christianity without Christ. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ. Forgiveness without repentance. Yep, hey folks, to offer mercy to the guilty is cruelty to the innocent. Read Proverbs 17:15 as well. It's not a good place to put yourself. That's an abomination in the sight of God. William Booth goes on, forgiveness without repentance, salvation, that means liberation, right? From sin, not in sin. Make the difference between, our distinction between freedom and licentiousness, okay? Put that up against John 8:32. He said, salvation without regeneration. The Holy Ghost comes into our lives when we're born again. John 3:3. What does he do? He regenerates us and he renews us. Into what? The image of Christ. We grow up into him who is the head of all principality and power. We grow up into him who is alive forevermore, who sits at the right hand of my Father, Abba Father. And that is my big brother, Jesus Christ, the captain of my salvation, the Son of God, who is alive forevermore. Amen. Okay? He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Don't try to make him out to be in something of the past. Nope. You're going to meet him in the future, so it's best that you get in the present so you can understand that he said in Hebrews 13:8, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. Also put that up against Malachi 3:6, I am the Lord thy God, I change not. But listen to this. I'm just going to read it all out without scripture references. I consider that the chief dangers we'll be confronting the coming century will be Christianity without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without regeneration. That's what the Holy Ghost does, Titus 3:5, and politics without God. Isn't that funny? Isn't that funny? I know people are getting wise to this now, that you that the two sciences that work together. But when you see politics without God, I mean, that's ridiculous. It's like a scientist that wants to discover what God has created, and then he wants to remove God and put himself in the place of God, just like the devil did, and receive praise for what the Lord did. That's called pride. And what is pride? That is self-contending for the preeminence. And the Lord's not going to give it to anybody. Just ask the devil. Take heed that you stand, lest you fall. Okay? All right, with that said, I just had to go there. 1-866-582-9933. 7 minutes, folks. Let me go through these lyrics. Onward, Christian soldier. Okay? Marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. At the sign of triumph, Satan's host doth flee. How many people in the American church today, they're devil chasers. And everything, the devil did this and the devil did that. No. You don't understand. Christ said when he was finished on the cross, he said, it is finished. And you know what that meant? That was a judgment. The prince of the world was judged through the cross. And scripture tells us, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But the devil did it anyways, wasn't it? He thought it was his greatest victory when in fact it was his own defeat. And then what does Christ do? After he says it's finished, he shows them the hands that were pierced for me and you and the feet that were pierced for me and you. And he blows upon his disciples and he says, receive the Holy Ghost. And then he says in John 20, as the Father sent me, so now I send you. So now I send you, right? Amen. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be standing up saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. Kick the hell out by the power of the Holy Ghost and get to heaven in. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Which was proclaimed when the Lord brought judgment upon the heads of the wicked. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At the sign of triumph, Satan's host doth flee. He gives us power over all of the enemy. What Bible are the American people not reading? You know, as a matter of fact, there's so much dust on some people's Bibles, because everybody has one. Folks, I've been in thousands of hotel rooms, and I think that there has been probably less than five out of all of those rooms that we've stayed in across the country that have not had Bibles. There's no excuse for America. But there's enough dust on most of your Bibles where I could write the word damnation into them, couldn't I? And isn't it interesting? The dust is accumulated on top of the greatest gift that's ever been given to mankind. Well, man is taken with everything but what matters. Look to Christ crucified, folks. That's what he did for me and you. And he looks to us and says, now it's your turn. I've given you all power over the works of the enemy, Luke 10:19. There's no excuse. Absolutely none.
I've given you the victory at every given step. It's been said by preachers of old that knew the Lord that said, we can, in a sense, laugh at trials and tribulations because we've already been given the victory. But see, they understood 14:22 of Acts where it says, through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. They understood what they were in for. They already understood when they came to Christ that they lost their lives. For to me, to live is Christ, to die is gain. That's what Paul said in Philippians 1:21. And when you look at what John said, John the Baptist, I must decrease that he might increase. Yep, that's right. We're crucified with Christ, nevertheless we live. Yet not we, but Christ that liveth in us. And the life that we now live in the flesh, we live in by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. Galatians 2:20. And what comes to my aid now, friends, is Romans 8. See, so I'm now in writing mode, right? And what is it? If Christ be in you, the body is dead. We're dead to the old man. Behold, all things become new. Right? Behold, all things have become new. We put off the old man and we put on the new man. But going back to Romans 8, what does it say? It tells us that if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. And what does that spirit lead us to do? To mortify the deeds of the flesh. And what is the process of that in that leading? For as many are led by the Son, Spirit of God, yea, they are sons of God. Romans 8:14 as well. So this is how, by the way, when I'm writing a book, this is how it goes. Let me finish these lyrics. This is Onward, Christian Soldier. At the sign of triumph, Satan's host does flee. Oh, then, Christian soldiers, on to victory. Hell's foundations quiver. Yet the Bible says that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church because the church is on the offensive, not on the defensive. And at the shout of praise, the Bible tells us again that he inhabits the praises of his people and he sets forth ambushes concerning his people. There's a promise for obedience in Christ every step of the way. Every step of the way. Hell's foundation quivereth. At the shout of praise, brothers, lift your voices, loud your anthems raise. Like a mighty army that moves to the church of God, brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body we, Ephesians 4:1, one in hope and doctrine, read 1 Corinthians 1:10, one charity. Onward then, you people, join our happy throng. Blend with yours your voices in the triumph song. Glory, laud, and honor. Unto Christ the King, this throw, countless ages, men and angels sing, and men and angels sing. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to the war. Get the job done. The Lord's on your side. The laws in this country originally are on your side. Take a broom, dust off the top of the Constitution and the statutes, and look how the law's on your side. Now stand up and march forward against the works of the enemy, because we are not to give him one square inch concerning the things Christ already died in defeating the works of the enemy. All that power is given unto us. It's all given unto us in Jesus' name. So folks, love you by what I do. I got probably less than a minute right now. Check out the store, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I show you stuff throughout the show on social media platforms. Please consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Thank you to all you new people that I've seen on social media platforms. Appreciate you guys. And come back on Monday from 2 to 3, 5 days a week, and on Saturdays 2 to 4. And one more shout out. If you want to book us, now's the time to do it. We're already 3, 4, 5 months out. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We love you by what we do. And remember, love is in demonstration, 1 John 3:18. It's not found in lip service.
Solar provides life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.